News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, it's a good morning.
It's a beautiful morning out.
It's a wonderful thing out there. It's going to be a beautiful day in El Paso, and we're here in the closet talking to people on the radio show, El Paso History Radio Show. And you know what?
What?
Melissa Sargent, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
El Paso History Matters. Do your connection again. I hear you. You're fading off into nowhere land. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Try the one up on the microphone. We should go through this before the show. There you go.
Okay.
Melissa Sargent's here.
Good morning.
And we're talking El Paso history as always because Texas history does begin in El Paso. And I throw that out as a challenge. Anybody over there?
And we have not had anybody
there
try to dispute it yet.
We had the guy who understands Texas history as a private citizen. And that was Glenn Ely.
Yes.
Dr. Ely. He came in. He's the guy that got TexasHistory.com is his website. So, you know, he's been doing this a long time. And yes, he sat right here and he said, you know, you're right. Texas history begins in El Paso. Thank you.
And it's great because he's from out of the area and he's impressed with our show.
He's from West Texas, he says. You know why?
He's in Fort Worth.
Because he's in Fort Worth.
He's probably listening.
That is just not right. But anyway, we'll move on about that. Okay, trivia today. What do we got here? Something going on here?
Oh, we got lots of stuff going on. In the first hour, we're going to be giving away $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant up in Canyon. And you can also, while you're there, you can get some of their radio-free salsa. When you go into the restaurant, just sit down and say, I want my radio-free salsa. You'll get four of their great salsas.
Actually, five.
Five, that's true. Well, the regular is down there, but they get four of the other salsas they use in their enchiladas and all chilies, all kinds of different things, and a big bowl of chips, and then order your regular meal. And you can also decide at that point what flavor your sauce you want. And then we're also going to be giving away El Paso Gold DVDs,
let me get you some.
I have no idea.
Did you make a DVD?
The mountains.
Start with that.
Yep.
Start with that. Start and see what happens with that.
He's throwing things at me again.
We got more. I got more DVDs
Ghost
to throw
stories.
At you. Here's more. You got those?
Ghost Stories, Volume 1 and 2. We've got Legends of El Paso's Mountains, which is perfect for this time of year, because considering the celebration of our mountains is going on.
I'm sorry about that, Chief. I'm trying to get Sergio is involved in something here. You're doing. Are we on the radio?
I think so.
Oh, I guess we are.
Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso and more ghost stories and the smelter and you name it, we got it.
We got those to give away plus the Pepe's food at $20 worth, and you can pretty much eat pretty good on Pepe's for two people.
That's
almost,
right. That's a great place. There's such.
It's out there on Donovan. It's in the history books, but it's also on the historic Camino Real. You know the Camino Real goes right through the middle of his restaurant?
I know.
It does.
It's right where the highway used.
Yeah, we should go paint a big thing on his door and say Camino Real is here.
There you should go Camino Real theme.
That would be a cool thing. All right, we're going to talk about some interesting things today on the radio, and one of them is coming up right now. We're going to start with a pre-recorded event. Sergio, take it away.
And when we're on the field of battle, and may your spirits never die, the orange and black will always stand for what we know is right. So wave on high your banners, may your spirits never die, and give a rousing rah, rah, rah for old El Paso High.
Wait a minute.
Old El Paso High.
We have a. Remember that in a campfire out with a.
It's a campfire song now for El Paso High School. All right. Good morning from the live version. Jackson here with Melissa, and then Marilyn Cromines from El Paso High. Good morning.
Good morning.
Get up on that mic and yell at us, and also
don't be scared.
Elaine Donahue. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're here.
I'm here.
Now, you guys ready to sing the second verse?
No.
No. But it goes on and goes on, right?
We could all hum it.
I don't think I could do that. But that was Tim Thompson. He is the music director at El Paso High currently. And he was in here doing a campfire with us a few weeks ago. And I said, can you sing that? Well, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So just like that, he got into it. So we recorded it. Now you've got Marilyn Crummings. How you been?
I've been fine. How about you?
Well, good. Normally I see you out at Pepe's.
That's right. And Pepe and Lorena are wonderful. And it's a great restaurant. Everybody should try it.
It's good food. In fact, we're going to go out there today if anybody wants to join. A couple of us going out there at Pepe's. Elaine, how you been?
I've been just fine, thank you.
Hanging in. I saw you as we were putting together that Rosa Guerrero extravaganza.
That's
at El Paso
right.
High.
Yes, you did.
And of course, you can't get enough of El Paso High.
Of course not.
And here comes the more. Tell us what's coming here. We got the 100th anniversary of the building. What's going to happen?
Well, next weekend is the big homecoming football game at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then you hang around, and at 2:30, they're going to try to break the Guinness Book of World Records.
For what?
For the number of people at...
That attended El Paso High.
Attended El Paso High for this homecoming reunion.
Okay, so work there as teachers, or is it only students?
No. Teachers, staff, anybody who was connected.
Great.
So the Guinness Book of World Records, do you have any idea what that number is you're trying to beat?
Well, we need 3,300.
Is that it? That's the number? That stadium holds 12,000.
Yes.
So, I mean, just we could go back to the election times of old El Paso and get a bus over to Mexico.
Yeah, that's
give,
right.
Give him a beer and a dollar. You know,
went to El Paso High. I did, too. See, whatever. But the thing is, El Paso High being 100 years old as a building, that's a reason to celebrate. But as a school, it's got a few more years on it, doesn't it? I don't remember the exact number, but El Paso High as an institution, that was not its grand opening as a school. It was a few years earlier.
So. Right. There was a school down on Rio Grande Street that started out as El Paso High.
That was Central High School, correct?
I think it was.
Well, and then they moved up to Moorhead.
And then Moorhead, less brains, and that happened.
Mm-hmm. And then they decided to build the El Paso High School.
Well, start with the location. That is an amazing piece of property to put that on. Do you have any idea what the history was before? I don't. I mean, I honestly don't. I always like to say it was an Indian burial ground.
I don't know that.
No, but that's why you have the spirits in the basement that you do.
Maybe so.
Because that's the other reason El Paso High is well known. It's got spirits going on there.
In fact, I was just doing some research again on El Paso High last night, and I saw the famous picture of the young woman that is in the graduating class picture. Nobody knows who she is, and it's a really bizarre picture. Is she going to show up for the Guinness? She could maybe make
I'm sure.
302.
There she is. I got it right here on the back of the DVD, Ghost Stories number 1. You've seen that picture?
I have not.
Oh, hey, let me show this to you. She's kind of faded out, and she's over here, kind of in the middle. But that's Ghost Stories of El Paso.
Your head's kind of squished.
Well, I was over there taping one day, and somebody said, "Hey, have you seen the ghost girl in a big picture?" I said, "What are you talking about?" So he walks me right over and shows me to this picture, and he says he talked to people that were in that class
and
around that location. That person wasn't there.
Yeah.
So that person showed up in the picture, take it or leave. But that's one story you've got there. Plus the things in the basement. Anyways, go back to the, shall we say, more well-known stories about El Paso High, being that it's 100 years old, designed by... Tell us the history that you know of the building that you can share with us.
Okay, well, in 1912, the Board of Trustees bought a 4-block site in the Alexander addition subdivision at a cost of $28,560. And then they passed 2 bond issues in the amounts of $200,000 and in 1914 and $500,000 in 1915.
Wasn't that a lot of money for a high school in that day?
I'm sure it was.
A lot of money, but it cost...
Today it would cost like $10 million to build it.
$11.5 million.
$11.5 million.
Yeah.
So there's the history of El Paso High, the building. But
look how long it has lasted. I mean, it is still a beautiful place, and I compare it to Coronado High School where my children went, and look at the aesthetics and the grandeur. And I mean, there's no comparison.
No.
From this high school to the new high school.
The floors are in the foyer are marble, and then the rest of the floors are all hardwood, and that's still there.
Can you imagine Coronado trying to build something like that, the noise that would come up?
Oh, my God.
As is, this is the Central High School become El Paso High School. This was El Paso's statement of who they were at the time. And the football stadium alone has gotten accolades as one of the best high school stadiums around.
Right.
I think it was in the top 10.
It was.
The top 10.
It was. Just recently it was chosen that. And it's the only one in the state of Texas that received this honor.
Well, it's also situated quite nicely, facing east.
Well, and they built it that way with the afternoon sun comes in through the back. So the front of the building is always shaded in the afternoon, supposedly to help the students and faculty not get quite so hot. But as I recall when we were there, and we were chosen to come because it was 67 and 68 years ago that we entered El Paso High.
That's why you're here on the show
this
morning.
That's why we're here, because we're the closest to 100.
I see. And you're sitting here saying that. All right, Marilyn Cromine.
They didn't say how close to 100 they are.
Well, they named some numbers. They named some numbers, if you can do math. But that's Marilyn Cromine is in here. Also, Elaine Donahue.
You know, in 1916, a soldier was stationed at Camp Cotton, which I've never heard of, wrote back to Saginaw, Michigan, saying it was the most magnificent building that he had ever seen, and nothing even in Detroit, which was a much bigger city, could compare to it.
Well, Trust did a number or two around here. That's just one of hundreds did.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're lucky to have a Trost building sitting there. Austin High School came up 15 years later, but it wasn't Trost. It looks like a fabulous building. And then Isleta and Bowie, so all those schools came along, but of course El Paso High being the initial school there.
Well, I think one of the things that I read about the Trost, Henry Trost is the one that everybody knows, and he was the head architect. But then he had a brother, Gustavus, and he was an assistant architect, and he had a twin brother, Adolphus. Now, Gustavus' name is Gustavus Adolphus.
And the other guy's name is?
Adolphus Gustavus.
Oh, yeah.
That's so Mom would never mess up when she was calling one of them, you know?
And Adolphus was an engineer. And then there was a George Trost, who was the financial manager. So I'm presuming there were four brothers in the...
We're four. But the ones that you mentioned first, those are the guys. Henry was the main designer,
right?
And you got to wonder how his mind worked, because he must have had a wad of napkins in his pocket. Every time he wanted to draw something, he'd just pull out a napkin, and he was drawing fabulous stuff all over the Southwest, the Gage Hotel way over there, stuff all over Arizona. And when he got excited to make his big splash, it was El Paso.
Yeah.
And today there is an event going on as we speak. Downtown this morning, they have buildings, all of the Trost buildings are full of artwork and all kinds of things going on down there, and we're going to get a call in a bit to talk some more about that. But that's going on, and then what happens at 11? Six Guns and She Lady.
I'm like, that's over there.
I have no idea.
They're going to be performing down across from the Camino Real, and where the old First National Bank was, and they're just going to be performing on the street down there, doing a couple of reenactments, and so it should be a fun event.
So you're looking for something to do that's going
on
today, and it's free, and we're going to talk more about it, but we just came up as an idea here. All right, back to El Paso High School. The high school itself had a nickname, and what was that? Something up on the hill.
The lady on the hill.
All right, so where did that come from?
I guess because she was so grand and she sat up high.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to leave it with that, because sexism is not what we're doing here this morning.
They also call it La High.
La High. Well, no, that was Bowie. I'm sorry. When I grew up in Austin, La High was Bowie.
Well, El Paso High was also that.
The call screeners are saying, yeah, you're right. you never know what's reality around here. But El Paso High School turning 100, the Guinness Book coming as a potential record. You need more than 3,000, you need 4,000 or 5,000 people to make this work.
That's right.
That's right.
And so as you're doing this, how do you tell people what they can do to get involved? Like, are you now or have you ever been a student or a teacher at El Paso High School? Now, your requirements were that you had to be able to show your picture in the yearbook.
Right. In order to register, you have to send in a picture of the front page of the yearbook that you were in, and then a picture of the page of the yearbook, and a driver's license or something showing your name Guinness Mary. Is kind of picky.
You know, my bus to Mexico thought, that's not going to work, is it?
No.
Okay. Sorry
about
that.
Well, you could Photoshop the pictures in there. I mean,
I'm not going further than I have already, because we got to do our own trivia contest. Shall we do that?
I think we should do that.
You ready for that? What's going on today in our trivia?
Well, the first trivia question for, again, the gift certificates to Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant up in Canutillo, or one of El Paso Gold DVDs. That question is, what was the construction cost for El Paso High School?
That mic is not happy.
I know, it doesn't like me today.
So, say that again.
There we go. Is it coming through now?
Yeah, now, repeat the question.
Okay, what did the construction cost for El Paso High School when it was built?
I think we said this earlier.
I think you did cover it. And I'm going to put that question on Facebook today. It's ready to go.
Oh, you did? Put it on Facebook. If you answer on Facebook, we'll give you a Facebook DVD, right?
That's right.
No, we won't. No. We'll give you a real one. But you'll have to call us up to get this prize. And also, you got the DVD potentials, and the other was the Pepe's thing, right?
Yes, you do. And then if you want to give us a call at 915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. ElPasoHelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. ElPasoHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Walking through the Terror Trail's darkened ruins as you meander towards the haunted house, hoping that nothing is following or poised to attack you. In the distance, you can hear the screams of the poor souls that are trapped inside. Why are you still walking towards those horrific sounds? You have gone beyond the point of no return. The fear that was in your mind is now a reality. The Terror Trail Haunted House and Zombie Paintball Adventure, 401 Anthony Avenue in Canutillo. Call us at 915-877-FEAR.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Get some satisfaction. Type in your favorite band, like the Rolling Stones, and boom, iHeartRadio creates a custom artist station that'll start you up. Remember, artist stations are commercial-free, always. Plus, the more you thumb up and down songs, the more iHeartRadio fine-tunes your station to help you get what you need. Oh, yeah. All your favorite music, yeah. All your favorite stations, all free. Listen at iHeartRadio.com or download our free iHeartRadio app.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got trivia coming up here any second now, but not exactly this
not
second.
Not exactly
now.
Then.
We're not quite ready.
Give
for
us
the,
a second.
But the callers are rolling in there. We got history lessons, however. Are you ready for your... How about you want to help me do a history lesson here? You're on the same page.
Yeah,
Harvey, you got a minute to get there.
I got it. Okay.
Harvey Girls of El Paso, meeting Monday, October 10th, Union Passenger Station Depot, 700 San Francisco, 2 to 4 p.m. Anecdotes of Fred Hervey, what he had to say. He knows stuff. He was the Harvey guy. Anyway, 591-2326, History Lessons of the Harvey Girls. That's on Monday the 10th. Also Monday the 10th, this is the 12th. These guys are going to meet at the Frutas Avenue Fraternal and Social Club. This is the Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive History, guys. These are interesting people, and this is an interesting subject. Anyway, 3803 Frutas, 6 to 8 p.m., the role of railroads in New Mexico in the Mexican Revolution. And that was a big deal down there. Princeton's going to do that. 532-2425 on that one. Genealogy Society. Talk about history. There's a lot of history going on in there. And that's All Saints Episcopal Church on McRae, 7 p.m. Thursday, the 13th. Barbara McCarty's doing that one. Visitors welcome. How to Trace Your Family History, 584-2339. And the Daughters of the Republic of Texas.
Yay.
Shall we stand up as we...
We got an invitation to their anniversary at the Lady Bird Farm Ranch down in Johnson City.
I don't think that's what this is, but this
No, I was saying that we were amazed to get that invitation.
Oh, that's cool. Rio Grande Chapter meeting. What are they meeting on? They're meeting on Friday the 14th. Give them a call, 760-5775. And there's more.
There's lots more. The El Paso Corral of Westerners will meet Friday, October 21st at Country Inns and Suites at I-10 and Sunland Park Drive. The program is The Glory Days of Fort Fillmore in Mesilla Valley. And this is presented by John Smith. And the program dinner cost is only $20. Visitors are welcome, but must RSVP by the 17th of October. And you can do that by calling 759-9538. Then you have the Walkthrough Histories coming up October 15th at Concordia Cemetery. We have several volunteers that are going to be out there in costume period costumes, and they'll
be in costumes. Period.
They'll be in clothes.
Whatever.
And I hope. But it'll all
wait
be
a minute now. Your attendance
hey,
might change.
Hey, it's getting spicy. You
yes,
know?
It could.
But they'll be there portraying people that are buried in Concordia Cemetery.
Really?
And you've got Buffalo soldiers, ex-Mexican president, priests, clergy, pioneers. John Wesley Hardin, of course.
Just
and his,
plain old famous
and
people.
And his wife and Beulah Morose will be there carrying on in their usual. And Six Guns and Shady Ladies will be performing at the Gunfight Corral, which is at the far end of the cemetery. We'll have a hayride. It's a great event for all the kids and family. And the admission cost is $5 for adults, $2 for military and seniors. And children under 6 are free. And if you want more information on that, give a call to 591-2326. And as for the Queen of the West, that's Patricia Kidney. And then, a few weeks later...
And if she puts you on hold, don't believe it.
Yeah, don't believe it. She's getting her gun loaded. Okay. Dia de los Muertos is taking place again at Concordia Cemetery. We have a festival there every year. And
that's
year,
a biggie.
It's getting bigger every year. It's amazing. But this year, we're doing it on October 29th because of Day of the Dead is happening on November 1st, which is a weekday, and we wanted to make it convenient for everybody. And that'll be from 2 to 8 p.m., and they're going to have exhibits, entertainment, a special movie possibly. We're still working on that. But it's just everything's geared towards Dia de los Muertos. We'll have the altars. It's just a fun event. You learn about the history of Dia de los Muertos, and you get to spend the late in the afternoon in the cemetery when it's a really beautiful time.
Well, that's one of those El Paso, Mexico kind of like you got to understand it things before you can understand it.
Yeah,
that's
where you learn all about it. Yeah. And so it's going to be a good time.
All right, we got three callers on. If somebody drops off, we'll probably get another one. We got a bunch of prizes here. Let's go in order that they call. We got Rick on the radio. Good morning, Rick. How's it going?
How are you doing?
Good morning, Rick.
Great. Love your show.
Thank you. Okay, the question is, what was the cost for the construction of El Paso High School?
All right, I'm going to try to do the exact numbers. I heard the first amount they asked was for $400,000. Second amount was $500,850. So that totals $900,850.
Wait, why don't you go back and make that a multiple choice? Pick one.
I'll pick the last one there,
$900,000.
No,
oh, dude,
no.
You're so close.
You were close, but so far.
But thank you for being eloquent about
thanks
it.
Thanks for listening, Rick.
You take her easy. All right, moving on to, we got Ben. And that's the line open, 544-5876. Ben, got you on the radio. What's happening?
There you are.
You guys, or hear you guys anyway.
So what was your answer to
the question?
I would say about $500,000.
I'd say you're about right.
I think you're about right, Ben.
It was exactly 500 is the number they're using. It could have been more. It could have been less. Who knows? But well, you're right. No, you got that one. You've done good on that one. Well, we got another caller behind you. We're going to ask them a question. What would you like in the way of a prize? $20 of Pepe's,
one of these DVDs. They're worth $23 if you have to buy them. And ghost stories, what else you got over there?
Oh, geez, we've got, let's see, we've got gunfights. We've got the Mexican Revolutions. That's an excellent tour. Let's see, you've got Legends of El Paso's Mountains. You've got ghost stories. We've got, that's what I'm seeing in that
intervention. Well, the ghost stories 4, I'm going to preview that probably
you
next week on the 7:30 show.
Yes.
The ghost stories 4 is a bizarre video. It's nothing but the smelter. We took psychics to the smelter at night. And it was a bit different. I mean, you thought the smelter was weird to look at from the highway. You thought it was weird to walk around during the daytime. Go over there with a psychic and see what pops out of the corner. Anyway, did I sell that to you enough?
Yeah, that's...
I did. Okay,
some good choices there. But you know what? I probably, my wife would kill me if I got something like that. But I'm going to go ahead and go with the $20.
So the wife is in charge. All right, no problem. We're going to put you on hold here. We got another caller. We're going to make up another question for Emma, aren't we? Yeah,
right.
We are. So hold on.
Hey, thank you all very much. I enjoy listening to you guys every Saturday.
Thank you, Ben, for your patience. Here comes... Oh, we have a new call screener.
Yes.
Mary Alice Shashi. Yay! And then the main electronic guy is still in there. Sergio Valenzuela.
We haven't blown him out of the studio yet.
Yeah, but he's going to blow us out. And he's got total control. Oh,
and Mary Alice Shashi is one of the six guns and shady ladies. Very shady lady.
I know which one. She's the second six.
Yeah, she pretends she's a school marm in the daytime, and then
please.
She plays Shady Lady.
We know better than that. That's Ben on the phone on whatever line we decided Ben was on 3. Ben's on 3. Ben got money, or Ben got food. No, he got the food. Okay, but we have more people on the phone here. This one's named Emma. Emma, got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Emma.
How are you?
You ready for a weird...
Just fine.
You ready for a weird question here?
Yeah, I hope I can answer it.
Okay, are you ready for the question? I'll give it to you right down here. It's in the middle of the page there, Melissa.
Go ahead.
Oh. Can you name the 5 free salsa sauces at Pepe's?
All 5. We said them a while ago.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, all right. Well, just for you, we'll take 4.
The hot red salsa.
Yes.
The green salsa.
Yes.
The picante salsa. I don't remember. I wasn't.
You're almost. You're almost there.
To the school
picture. You know what?
You just have one more.
Give her a DVD anyway.
Okay.
Book a DVD because we're out of Pepe's.
Chile verde salsa, maybe. I don't know.
It's con carne.
Oh, okay.
They say what they'll do. Pepe, you walk in, he'll give you a tray of all of his sauces for free. Bunch of chips, and you can decide. Yeah, go ahead.
Great, thank you.
Yes, all right. Well, hold on here. Mary Alice will get on the phone here and tell you how to pick this up. Emma on 5 won a DVD, but we don't know what DVD, do we? Pick one.
Which one do you want?
Legends of the Mountains.
Oh, there you go. We've
Legends
got
of the Mountains
aside.
For Emma. All right, hold on here, please. Thank you very much. We're going to move on here. And thank you all for playing here, but we do have to get to the rest of the radio show. Shall we do that?
Yeah, we should do that.
We're going to come back and talk more of El Paso High history because El Paso High is the lady on the hill. There's another trivia question we could have asked, but we didn't. But the lady on the hill... is the grandest building of all the high schools, I think, because it was the first they put the most money into it, and they got Henry to design it. And not just any Henry, Henry Trous. So that's a great building, a great school. We'll talk more about that and how they're going to try to fill up the stadium with people. You'd do better if you tried it with Jell-O. I bet you could do it with Jell-O.
Jell-O.
But people, this is their goal. We'll talk more about that after the break. Facebook is active.
That's right. We've got the Facebooks going on here. I don't have any questions or notifications yet. But we've had our usual listeners are listening on there.
Well, it's El Paso History Radio Show. Go there, like it, and so when we do something, it'll show up on your page. That's how that works.
You'll get a notice that we're there waiting to see you.
Or call us on the phone. We got a lot of phone calls sitting here. We'll get to those in a minute. Otherwise, what's that number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Shaving. There's a lot of hype about how multi-blade razors are so important to getting a good shave. I thought so too, until I was introduced to Shave Secret Shaving Oil. Now I know it's not the razor, but the preparation that makes the difference. Sure, you need a good sharp razor, but Shave Secret is the key to a close, comfortable shave. Shave Secret soaks in, softening your whiskers or leg hair, letting the blade glide across the skin for a close, comfortable shave. Shave Secret takes the place of all creams, soaps, gels, and powders for men and women of all ethnic backgrounds. Shave Secret reduces the nicking and cutting, ingrown hairs, bumps, and red irritated skin. And works great with electric shavers, too. Shave Secret is so easy to use, great for travel, and it's really inexpensive. And don't believe the hype. It's not the blade, but the preparation. Shave Secret for the best shave ever. Available now at HEB, Walmart Supercenters, Amazon.com, ShaveSecret.com, and Navy and Marine Corps exchanges.
401ks smack your hand every time you touch your money before age 59 and a half.
Ow.
Smack by fees.
Ow.
Smack by charges.
Ouch.
Smack by taxes.
Enough already.
Forcing you to keep your money locked up your entire working career. That's powerful nasty. Bill Enderman here, El Paso's old-fashioned finance dude. On an InTouch financial plan, you'll have full control over your money. You can take it out whenever you want, for whatever you want, without being taxed or penalized.
Now that sounds nice.
An InTouch financial plan doesn't use the hand-smacking government or Wall Street to grow your wealth. I can show you in writing, guaranteed, a minimum your money will grow 10, 20, 30 years from now without locking your money up in a 401k. You'll see, in writing, a clear financial future.
All right.
InTouch Financial. Keeping you in touch with your money and out of the hand-smacking stock market. Check us out on the interwebs at keepingintouchfinancial.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-600-1334. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-600-1334. That's 1-800-600-1334.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got Fernando on the phone. We'll get to you in a second, dude. We got a table of other things going on right now today. Visions of the past and future in downtown El Paso. Major exhibits. We're going to have a guy call up and tell us some of the details about that. It goes now through October 31st. And you walk downtown around the plaza and you will see stuff. We should get a live historical report here shortly, we're thinking. Another thought to remember, Gene Roddenberry. Check this out. An El Paso dude for like 2 years of his life. But he's been inducted into the New Mexico Museum of Space History and International Space Hall of Fame.
But of course, he is the man.
Good old Gene. You know who's in there with him? Neil Armstrong.
Oh.
Walter Cronkite. Arthur C. Clarke. So he's in good company there. November 12th, they got a big deal going on. Gene Roddenberry will be inducted. If you want to get involved in that, up in Alamogordo.
Alamogordo.
They're calling this the ball is Cowboys and Astronauts.
I think it's good aim.
Well, we've met their director, Christopher Orwell. He's an astronaut cowboy kind of guy. So anyway, 575-437-2840.
Also, you know, you're always driving through Sunset Heights and you see the beautiful homes that are there. Now you have an opportunity to go in and see what those homes look like. They're going to have the 13th annual Sunset Heights Tours of Homes.
You don't have to break in?
No.
You better.
Well, if the one's not open, you can always break in.
Well, be careful.
No.
There are cops up there.
From noon to 4 p.m. on October 8th, you can get tickets to go in and visit these homes. They'll be the owners will be there to talk about their homes and open them up to the public. And you can pre-buy the tickets at the Hal Marcus Gallery at 1308 North Oregon, because Hal's house across the street is also going to be open. And that's a really cool house. If you've never been in there, it's a wonderful artist's house, I'll tell you
that. It's a different place.
Yeah, and you've got homes that you can visit, like the Kohlberg House, which is an amazing house, the John Carr House, the Hal Marcus home, like I just said, the old home on Randolph, 501 Randolph, the Turtle House, which we always talk about here.
Well, shouldn't the Kohlberg family have a wooden Indian out in front, cigar Indian?
I think it would be a good idea. Appropriate. Yeah. And then the Wells home, but it's a great event, and the funds go to the Sunsite Homeowners Association they've got up there for preservation and the protection of the neighborhood. So definitely get out there October 8th from noon to 4 p.m., and they're also going to have pedicabs and bicycles you can rent.
Oh,
so,
how petty is that?
Yeah, go. You can go up those hills on that bike.
Oh, a pedi with a... I
a
got
pedi.
It.
No,
mind.
You're not getting a pedicure.
We're moving on. Going to talk to Fernando on the radio. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Not pretty good, yes.
What's
good morning.
What's up?
I was going to ask you something. Okay, you guys have said about El Paso and stuff, and the homes, and what happened, and you know, and what happened in back then. Okay, my question is, whatever happened to the Patterson?
Oh, my God. I'm glad you asked.
Patterson, because I know they were abducted. Some claim that they were abducted by UFOs. Some said they were Shanghai. Some say they got stolen by the FBI. A whole bunch of little, you know, news stories. Since I'm what you call a born El Paso, and I was born in 1959. And that story happened when I was a little kid.
That happened
I was about 3 years old.
That happened before you were born, dude. That was in 1957.
Exactly.
It was
exactly.
March the 5th.
And my grandmother used to tell me about that story, you know.
Okay,
and
here's the
nobody,
deal.
Nobody knew where they were.
Okay, here's
where,
the deal.
It was James Bond. He took
Well, you're close. I mean, we took a psychic over there, which is the cops had nothing to do with it. The sheriff's department ran a blank. I went and started interviewing people in the neighborhood, and I found more people to talk to me than the cops had even asked. So when you get to the bottom line, go to Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 3, and we have a full detailed 11-minute segment on the Patterson. So there.
Okay, but now, do you remember that segment that comes on TV, talking to ghosts and everything?
Yeah.
Why don't they have them guys come and know with it?
I'm just telling you, we did that.
They did it already.
We did that.
It's on.
Oh, did that already.
Isn't it on,
how come
video?
I didn't see it? What happened?
It's on a video. Okay. I just told you. It's on a video called Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 3. It's an 11-minute segment. We interviewed Leo Samaniego. We interviewed all kinds of people. And we have determined where they are. And
okay.
And that's just in the video. And there's your promo. You have to go buy it.
Right. Okay, and then another thing. El Paso Hype Man has been there since my grandmother came from Mexico. She came with General Pershing.
Uh-huh.
In a wagon train, you know, not with him or side by side by him, but he came when they were after Pancho Villa's head and stuff.
Right.
And man, boy, she would tell me a lot of stories about what happened, how it happened, and even when they had that conflict, when she said that they were having conflicts over there in Mexico City and stuff, and boy, and he said, man, that's not the you know, like it's happening now. She said it's that I saw that firsthand and first. You know,
Fernando, let me recommend something to you. We got to move on here, but what I would suggest you do is write down the family stories. And if your family members are still around, get them to tell you the stories. If they're not, write down what you can remember, and then give it to people at the Historical Commission, Historical Society, so that people remember who your family was. Thank you for calling, Fernando. We are going to have to move on here about El Paso High being what it is. El Paso High is the subject of the hour. El Paso High turns 100 years old, the building. El Paso High has got a lot of history. Marilyn Cromines, Elaine Donahue, what are you guys going to tell us?
Well, one of the things I want to mention is that they're selling tiles that you can buy. They're pretty big tiles. I've bought two of them, one in honor of my father, who was the head football coach at El Paso High in 1943-44. And another for my class, and we put the class yell on it, which says, "Lower classmen bow to the floor to the class of 54.
Oh, my.
Anyway, Sandy Aronson is selling these tiles. They're $135. They go up on the wall. If you go to El Paso High, I believe they're under the press box, so You can go and view them. And they have so far given the PTSA $11,000 for tables and benches and landscaping around the grounds. And they have spent $4,000 on a monument that's on the corner of Virginia and Schuster with the address for El Paso High on it. And they have painted the concession stands with this money, and now they're recovering a sofa and chairs in the library. So all of this money is going back to El Paso High.
Well,
there's so many of you alumni who are excited about something, and so I'm sure I hope the donations are coming in for what the school needs, because there's so many of y'all that have had success in your life. And you're out there, and you want to come back and contribute to the school. This is a great time, 100 years. I mean, whatever class you may have been, this should get your attention at El Paso High School. And again, the building itself is the number for 100. It's 100 years old. But the institution is priceless and ageless, really, because all you guys, your memories will never go away.
One of the memories I have talking about the building is in the girls' bathroom.
Oh, I can't wait.
The stalls are separated by marble slabs. I mean, where are you going to find marble in a high school bathroom?
In the boys' room, too?
I don't know. I never got there.
Oh, I was waiting to find out.
Actually, it is. It was supposedly they had that in the boys' bathroom also. I have
supposedly.
Not been in to
look. Well, you know, that high school was designed with all kinds of neat things. There were gymnasiums on the ends of those wings.
Right.
And one's still active.
And originally, there was a garden on the roof.
What kind?
Just a garden.
I mean, like you know, corn or
no,
trees.
No, not.
Maybe it was a place where they could walk around. Cool. I don't know.
There's Amazing. Also a series of rooms in the interior down in the basement that were classrooms that were closed off for some reason. What was that all about? There's four classrooms down in the basement.
I think when it first opened, the school had, you know, it's three stories, and the top story was like a college. That you then became UTEP. And then the middle school was the El Paso High, and the lower school was something else. And so it was divided into three sections at that time.
It was a lower classman's room.
Probably.
Literally. It's a fabulous history there, and El Paso should be, and we are proud of El Paso High School.
Also in the basement, the homemaking department, originally there was an apartment there, a four-room apartment, and the dean of women lived in that apartment in the homemaking. The homemaking setup is still there. The rooms are still there.
All right, let's go to another subject about your homecoming. We have got your homecoming hitting this month in October. Then you have got this big deal next Saturday for the homecoming, 11 a.m., you said.
The game starts at 11 a.m.
That's a homecoming game at 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Okay?
Right.
Then you have the big picture in the afternoon. What other parties you got going on? You got to have something else. You got to dance that night, or what's going to happen? The school, I'll bet, is doing their own dance that evening. But the Alumni Association, what else is being planned? You have another lecture coming?
Yes, we do.
We do. November 17th.
And that's going to be?
It's on leadership.
Okay.
Excellence of academics and leadership.
Did I miss the one where you were talking about favorite sons or daughters of El Paso High? I mean, yeah, did you do one of those? Because Tom Lee comes up as the guy I think in mind, as one of your outstanding exes of the history.
Well, we did the excellence in arts, and he was...
You got him on that one?
Uh-huh,
and we did. Because he's just one another of those famous things about El Paso High School. What else do we need to know about this big deal? Show up on the 8th.
Show up on the 8th, and the registration is in the morning, goes up for the Guinness Book from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and everybody has to register before they can go down on the field.
You need 4,000.
Well, that would be nice.
You need at least 4,000 to beat their 3,300, or what you said it was.
We need 3,300 to beat the record,
okay.
But 4,000 would be great.
All right, folks, it seats 12,000. Let's get involved here, shall we?
Interesting stuff. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back. And Sergio, you ready for another break here? And we got to thank Sergio Valenzuela because he does an awful lot of stuff on Saturday
yes,
morning.
Yes, he puts up with us is what he does. Well, he that's a lot.
He starts at 7:30. He goes to 1 o'clock.
We and come and wake him up.
We don't let him out to go. We don't let him out.
Let him get some coffee. Yes.
544-WHAT?
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Call 844-371-7233. That's 844-371-SAFE for your free Safe Money book. And join Javier Garcia for the Safe Money Radio Show, Sundays from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on News Radio 690.
Hi, I'm Russell Stover. The summer may be coming to an end, but our special offers here at BMW of El Paso are hotter than ever. Right now, lease the 2016 BMW 320i for only $249 a month, or the 2016 BMW 740i for only $779 a month. Don't waste your time haggling with the other guys. Let us get you behind the wheel of your new dream machine today. 6318 Montana Avenue or on the web at bmwofelpaso.com. 778-9381. Just call, that's all.
36-month leases, no security deposit, $3,924 and $7,204. Due at signing plus DTNL. See dealer for details.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, got a lot going on here for El Paso High School. We've got a lot going on in El Paso. The month of October is
There's nothing to do in this town.
It explodes. Let's just, okay, you and I just on top of our heads. Let's talk about the 15th of October. You got the Walkthrough History, mm-hmm. Concordia. You got Waco Tanks Interpretive Fair that day.
That's right.
You got the Border Legends that night.
That you see, you can go to both during the day and then go listen to music that following
And I'm sure
night.
We're missing two or three things that day. But if you want to go to the Border Legends, that's a bunch of music.
Okay.
And that's going to be up at the Almada Shrine starting about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Their first band is Bird Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Second band is J. Nye Band. Third band, Twisted Hams, Rod Crosby and the Intruders with Dove, Champagne Jam, Sacred Mushroom, Terry Manning, and Route 66. Sacred Mushroom was Rick Kern's group from 40 years
ago.
I know.
I was just chuckling about that.
Terry Manning is a guy who is world famous from El Paso,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to come back and do some music. And then Route 66 is a bunch of rowdy people I know from Austin High School.
That's
so,
a good thing.
Enough of those people. What do you guys
well,
got?
Well, you know, we were talking about things going on. There's also, you forgot, is we've got the Celebration of Our Mountains is going on all month, and there are some
yes.
great events coming up. And, for example, we've talked about the crash at the B-36 crash up here on the west side of the mountain on the Franklins. There's going to be a tour tomorrow. Tomorrow the 2nd at 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and you meet at the end of Stanton Street where it meets the end of the mountain.
There's the marker there.
Yeah, the marker's there. You can read the marker and then you can take a hike up the hill to where the site was. And then the following Friday, Desert Sky Meteor Shower. That's going to be a great event. They're going to see the Drachnoid Meteor Shower, and it's a basic astronomical features and discuss current space exploration. And this is going to be out at the Tech H2O Center, which is out there on Montana.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have more details, there are reservations required. So give them a call at 621-2000.
Okay, I found another event going on October 15th. Archaeology Museum, they got Alex out there, Alex Madison. He's going to do a presentation at 2:30 on the 15th. From the Pleistocene to the Present, a people's relationship with the fauna of the Southwest.
That's right.
He's going to tell you all about that, too. So there's a lot going on out there. And by the way, EPAS.com, El Paso Archaeological Society, if you're not involved in these kind of, you want to talk about old history. This is old stuff.
Really old stuff.
Otis Altman, way back in the 20s, helped establish this thing. So that's
a famous photographer, if the name rings a bell in your mind.
Oh, it should. Okay, History on the Brain, El Paso High, the building turns 100. And Marilyn Cromines, tell us what we need to know.
Well, I want to say that for this legacy campaign, these programs that we have had have been wonderful. And I want to give a shout out to Lee Swartz and Liz Gadry, who have done a tremendous amount of work, and Anna Mottis and Michael Montes. They have all worked so hard for this event. And you were talking about a tour. If you'd like to call Lee, her number is 526-2250. And I'm sure she could give you information. I think Elaine's going to talk about the class parties that they will be having the night before.
Parties.
Yes.
Let's
party. They're having a lot of parties, starting with the 40s. And they go all the way up to half of the 1970s. And each class is bringing in a lot of people for all of these.
At the school? Or where?
They're having it at the racetrack.
Oh.
And...
So the date is...
It's the 6th.
The 6th. That's
October 6th.
That's a Thursday night, I think?
No, I take that back. It's the 7th. It's
Friday night,
the 7th.
At the
racetrack.
In Sunland Park.
At Sunland Park.
Okay. Very interesting stuff there.
Mm-hmm. But there are also other...
There are others that are planning their own special ones.
Right.
And we don't have those. But,
do you happen to know the website offhand for the Alumni Association? Because those are the people that probably have got a handle on how to send questions around. But you can Google El Paso High School Alumni.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can find
EPHS alumni.
Dot something.
Dot.
Probably org. But anyway, what you can find out are the details coming up. Mm-hmm. On El Paso High School. All right, now you guys want to try that verse 2 now? You ready for verse 2? Oh, the look on your face, Marilyn.
I saw all the color drain.
Oh, my God, she's ready to kill me.
She's now one of the ghosts.
Are they playing it for us?
I guess we could play that again. Now we're not going to buy it. You want to play it again? Sucker, you got it ready? Hit it, dude. Hit the El Paso High song if you got it. No, he can't find it. The computer ate it already.
The only thing that we ever sang is, and may you wave on high your banner, and may your spirits never die, and give a rousing rah, rah, rah for old El Paso High. And then we repeated it.
Oh, okay. Well, that was very good. I got that part right, but thank you all very much for doing that. Well, El Paso High is the institution that it is I guess... The main thing is that it was first and was big, but the other thing was the city just poured the energy into that school. I mean, look at the building itself. I don't think you're going to see a building like that again in El Paso being constructed.
And we've certainly not talked about the stadium, which was not built at the same time.
Right.
It was built a couple of years later.
It was a money thing or what?
I don't know.
I don't know the cost of it, but...
So when you have a $500,000 construction cost, it did not include the concrete that went in that stadium?
No.
And also, there's a tunnel that was under that stadium of some kind that they put there on purpose. You don't know about that one?
Yeah, I've heard
about it.
I've never been in it.
Apparently, they filled it in. That one that one doesn't work anymore. But there's some other tunnels out there.
That was the detention hall.
Well, El Paso doesn't have bad weather, but they were going to try to get to that field house by not going outside. I'm like, what was that all about? So,
I think it's cold.
No. But then what are you doing out on a football field if it's doing that? So the thing about El Paso High School being 100, we thank you guys for doing what you're doing for them. What are you going to go to, Marilyn? Are you going to be there for the assembly thing in the stadium?
I don't know. I'm hoping to be there, so we will see.
But just a matter of weather or what?
My knees.
Oh, now come on. They're going to have a way to cart you in there.
They are going to have a handicap access.
Yes,
there's an elevator in the library that goes down to the field.
Is that right?
Yes.
How'd you guys do that? Another secret passageway at El Paso High School.
It's long after.
It's the new library.
Long after we were there, I'll tell you.
Well,
that.
Also, we had a picture on Facebook that was like 1927 or something when Lindbergh came in. And the stadium was pretty full in that whole crowd there. So the people do come out for that. It's a great stadium. Well, what else can you tell us here? I mean, you've sung the fight song. You sound like you got that one right. What else should we need to know?
After all of these years, after 60-some-odd years, we still know it.
Well, the both of you had
it was easy.
Both of you had that nail. So, again, a phone number, if you don't mind, who we can contact on any details on this.
Call Lee at 526-2250.
Very good.
Give that number again.
526-2250. 650.
Great. I'll put that on our Facebook page along with your lovely pictures.
Here it comes. We thank you guys, Marilyn Cromines.
Thank you.
Elaine Donahue for coming in. Next hour, we're talking Beto O'Rourke and Kasner Range.
Yes, what's happening?
We're going out with the Tim Thompson version of your song. Thank you very much. Everyone else,
thank
see you.
You
next hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go
for having
Tigers.
Us. Yay.
Meow.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.